Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It may seem like it, but the 64-team tournament field was not etched into tablets on Mount NCAA in the ancient days of college hoops. In fact, in 1939, the first NCAA tournament featured 8 teams, and there have been several expansions since. The 64-team tourney debuted in 1985 after several years with a 48-team field. In 2001, the NCAA added a play-in game, bringing the total to 65. Miami Herald columnist George Cody believes the tournament is already too large.
To me, there was no compelling need to raise it from 48. I think there's a Cinderella fallacy connected to the NCAA tournament. The initial rounds are just the sort of the weeding out process where the charming little Woffords get eliminated, and then we get on to the real basketball.
But after a quarter of a century without major changes, there's talk of making even more March Madness. The NCAA is reportedly considering an expansion to 96 teams. Why now? The association has until August 31st to opt out of its $6 billion 11-year contract with tournament television partner CBS. That's led to speculation that the NCAA will take the option, expand the field, and negotiate a new agreement with one or more networks. More teams mean more games mean more TV coverage, and more TV coverage means more money. Most observers agree a 96-team bracket would mean the end of the National Invitation Tournament, or NIT, while making the NCAA tourney a week longer and giving the top 32 schools an opening round bye. Cody says that structure would allow teams that struggled to make the cut.
By the time you get that low, you're talking about teams that probably had a 14-12 record or a losing record in their conference. And why should teams that suffered through a very mediocre season, or in most cases a disappointing season, be rewarded with what should be one of the great grand national stages in American sports?
There is no shortage of people who agree with Cody. The talk of expansion has been widely criticized by columnists, bloggers, and fans alike. But there are some notable expansion supporters, including coaches who have won it all. Last week, Florida head coach Billy Donovan made his case for expansion on SI.com. And Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim has been a vocal proponent of a bigger field for years. There are 347 Division I men's basketball teams, and during a recent appearance on ESPN Radio, Boeheim argued it's too tough to choose between the teams on the bubble.
I think the last 8 teams that get in are going to look just like the last 8 teams that get out. And to me, that means you need to have an expansion. Now, getting in the tournament doesn't mean that you can win the tournament. That's not the point of the tournament. If you only limited it to the teams that could win, you'd only have 8 teams in.
Last week, Cornell University earned its third straight tournament bid, but it wasn't easy. The Ivy League's regular season champion gets an automatic berth, but it's the only league without a postseason conference championship, which could help sway the selection committee to add more Ivy teams. Although his Big Red might benefit from a larger bracket, head coach Steve Donahue is opposed to adding more entries.
To dilute it more, for a lot of reasons, I think is wrong. I don't think the public is going to be more interested in it. I think right now we have a great hold on the public, and it captivates the whole country. I don't know why we would want to change that.
Donahue's view of the tourney's popularity isn't far off. A Microsoft MSN survey found that 45% of Americans were planning to fill out brackets for NCAA tournament pools last year. In its annual report, the Chicago-based outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas estimates the 2010 tournament will result in $1.8 billion worth of wasted time at the office, including pre-tournament research and time spent watching opening round games during business hours. CEO John Challenger says additional teams and another round would only mean more reasons for people to spend time tracking hoops while they're on the clock.
People become so focused on this tourney, and to get their picks right, they have a lot of research to do. So moving to 96 teams would mean a lot more homework and a lot less work being done. Just 1 week is costing $1.8 billion. I could easily see that doubling.
Given the popularity of the Big Dance and its history of growth, is expansion inevitable? In an interview with the Associated Press Tuesday, NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball and Business Strategies Greg Shaheen said, quote, "Nothing is a done deal or decided at this point in time," unquote. But consider this. The 25 years since the last major expansion are by far the longest stretch without a substantial change. If you do participate in an office pool, a 96-team format would require picking 95 winners correctly to have a perfect sheet. But there's also one more pick you'll have to make, whether to put your brackets on two pieces of paper or start using a magnifying glass. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.